Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran and Hamas are meeting to put a plan in place on how to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
My broadcast partner for the Middle East region is David Dolan, who has further insight into this Iranian-Hamas meeting that is taking place.
Well, Jimmy, the most important thing about that is just the fact that you have a major Shiite group and a major Sunni Muslim group cooperating and working together, because as we know throughout the Middle East right now, Shiites and Sunnis are fighting each other. In Yemen, we've talked about that, and of course, most primarily in Syria, but in Iraq and other places too. And so to have this large Shiite country, Iran, again publicly cozying up to the Sunni Muslim Hamas movement is something just on its own. But of course, what brings them together is the greatest hatred that brings all Muslims together, really, and that is of the non-believer, the infidel, and particularly of the Jews, who humiliated the Muslims by winning wars in the last century in the Middle East. And Israel's reappearance at all seems to contradict the basic beliefs of many Muslims that they are the final revelation of truth, and Judaism has long ago been surpassed, and the Jews are a relic of biblical history and no longer meant to be relevant as a spiritual force, etc. These two groups, again, have been cooperating for some time because of their hatred of Israel and their desire to see it destroyed. They continue to do that, but now, Jimmy, they're being a bit more open about it. We've had arms shipments from Iran to Hamas over the past few years. Those are likely to continue and even be strengthened. It is that military alliance that is the most worrisome for Israel, because Hamas has a lot of other Muslim friends that are funding it, mainly in Qatar and the Gulf countries. Those are Sunni Muslims. But it really doesn't have anybody else that's actively working to supply it with military arms other than Iran through their agents in Hezbollah. That's the scene, and while you might see the same cousins fighting each other on the battlefield in Syria, there they are in the Gaza Strip, at least, cooperating and strengthening Hamas, and that, of course, worries the Israelis very much.
David Dolan with that update on the Iranian-Hamas meeting, putting together a plan to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Iran and Hamas are working together to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, and that is a page out of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5 mentions Persia as a part of the alignment of nations that will come against the Jewish state of Israel. Today, Persia is known as Iran, and they are part of that coalition that will come against the Jewish state of Israel at the beginning of the tribulation period. Meanwhile, Hamas, which is located in the Gaza Strip, and they also want to destroy the Jewish people, Ezekiel chapter 35. The stage is set for both of these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...